It's Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Playing in Person keeps you up to date of things to do and things that are going on with the Parks and Rec Department of Roxburgh and Person County. Good morning, LeBron.
Yes, good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
Now, LeBron, hey, we're just a few weeks away from the first bass fishing tournament at Mayo Park. It's, let's see here, it will be February the 12th. Now, that will be the first bass fishing tournament sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department there at Mayo Park. And those bass fishing tournaments sponsored by Parks and Rec will be held the second Saturday of the month through June. Is that right, LeBron?
That is correct, Rob. As Rob stated, our first bass tournament is a couple weekends away, February 12th and March 12th, the first two. So every second Saturday, we do have our bass tournaments out there. Please go ahead and call us to get signed up, to get pre-registered for our tournaments. I had a guy come in yesterday. I got a couple of people already pre-registered. Most of the people that fish in our tournament, Rob, are the regulars, and you know they know it's a pecking order, first come, first serve. So the guy that came and registered yesterday, he went ahead and paid. He's the first one to pay and register, so he will be the first one to launch. Like boat number one ago, we wait about 5 seconds, and boat number two ago, and so forth. So with that being said, yes, Rob, every second Saturday, February through June, we do have our bass tournaments at Mayo. And the Crappy guys, we haven't forgot about y'all either. The first Crappy tournament will be March the 26th and April the 16th. So March the 26th is our first Crappy tournament of the year. I usually try to stay consistent, you know, Rob, with make it easy on everybody. Every second Saturday, bass tournament. Every third Saturday, you know, Crappy tournaments. Or the third Saturdays is the Crappy. But, there's another big bass tournament going on the third Saturday, and we don't want them to clash. But needless to say, March, the fourth Saturday in March is our first Crappy tournament. So just give us a call at 597-7806 for more information.
Well, you know, LeBron, it's always something fun to do, something always going on at Mayo Park. As you have said, y'all are open January 1st to December 31st. Although you all are open right now, just Monday through Friday, with more or less staff being there. But camping is still allowed on the weekend. You just have to get there and check in by about 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon. And they'll give you a key to let yourself in and out of the gate. So 336-597-7806 is your phone number to Mayo Park, located 1013 Neal Store Road in Roxboro. Log on to www.personcountync.gov. Again, www.personcountync.gov.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
For some reason, I have a hard time remembering that website. But again, you can get that information from there or call 336-597-7806. At Mayo Park, they have a nature trail. You can go down anytime you would like and walk the nature trail. They have horseshoe pits. They also have a disc golf course. If you want to rent paddle boards, canoes, or kayaks, it's suggested that you RSVP ahead of time to make sure that they will have them available when you want them. They also have picnic shelters available free of charge on a first-come, first-served basis. But if you want to reserve a picnic shelter for a gathering, you just have to pay a small amount of money to ensure that it will be open when you want it to be. So we'll take a break from Playing in Person. We've got news coming up from the North Carolina News Network. We're glad to have you tuned in to Radio Roxborough. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. O'Brien Street is our guest. Last break, we talked about Mayo Park, and just jot that second Saturday down, February through June, for the bass fishing tournaments, sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department there at Mayo Park. LeBron, a little bit about athletics. Y'all are going to be hosting more or less like a volleyball workshop, so to speak, correct?
That's correct, Rob. You know, as we always say, Parks and Rec, we keep some irons in the fire. We always got something to do. With that being said, Rob, we will have a volleyball clinic taught by Mr. Wes Winstead on February 5th and the 19th. So it's for ages 6 and 7. So we're kind of preparing you for the upcoming volleyball season because volleyball registration is also open, Rob. But needless to say, we do have a volleyball clinic that is open. That's going to be taught by Mr. Wes Winston on February 5th and the 19th at Helena. However, you must register by this Friday. So please come on by this Friday and before Friday and register your kids between ages 6 and 7 for this volleyball clinic. As usual, for more information, you can call 597-1755. And, Rob, also with that being said, volleyball season – for ages 6 through 17, the registration is open for that. That registration is open until February the 25th. So please go ahead and get registered for that. And it's for ages 6 through 17. So no, we will not have 6-year-olds out there playing with 10-year-olds or 10-year-olds out there playing with the 17-year-olds. It's pretty much broken up in ages 6 and 7. I think it's 6 and 7, 8 and 9, and 10 and 11. And I know it's 14 through 17 in the age bracket. But needless to say, go ahead and get the main thing is get signed up for it between now and February the 25th. Between now and February 25th for this upcoming volleyball season. This is just for the youth, Rob, so adults don't feel bad. We will have a men's league this year. We want as many men as we can to sign up for the adult volleyball, for the men adult volleyball league that's coming up for the season. You must register by February 28th also for that. So tell a friend. We try to get as many men as we can to sign up so we can have a league just for men out there. And we also, Rob, will have a co-rec league this year. So there's many things with volleyball. You got the youth volleyball league, then you have the men's volleyball, then you have the co-rec volleyball. But the main thing is, please just get signed up. Try not to miss the sign-up deadlines for the upcoming season, because we need a certain amount of, you know, guys or a certain amount of girls, however, to fund the team. For more information, give us a call at 597-1755.
All righty, LeBron, a question for you. Mm-hmm. As far as sign-ups go, people can log on to www.personcountync.gov and sign up online, or do they need to go to the Huck Sansbury office to sign up in person?
You have all those options, Rob, to sign up online or go by the main office, Huck Sansbury. I think most people know where it's at. It's 425 Long Avenue. They can help you out, and they can run right through. So whatever need to be, you can do either or. Just simply give us a call if you got any questions about something, 597-1755, and someone up there, I guarantee you, can point you in the right direction.
One other thing we want to make mention of about playing in person. We love keeping people informed about what's going on with the Parks and Rec Department. And here in this area, you know, sometimes you can get out and take a nice walk and then enjoy yourself. Some days it's just too cold. But on the days that you feel like getting out and about, you have a lot of different places where you could go and walk the track from just about a 10 to 15 minute drive from anywhere in Person County. You can be at one of the parks is maintained by the Parks and Rec Department. They have walking tracks. Some of them have playground equipment. Also, they have disc golf courses available. And if you're someone that enjoys tennis, they have tennis courts up at Huck Sansbury and tennis courts also at Person High School. So it's always something going on, something to do here in Roxburgh and Person County. Again, log on to www.personcountync.gov for more information or call 336-597-1755. That's the Huck Sansbury Parks and Rec office. If you need to call Mayo Park, 336-597-7806. And if you need to call the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex, the Kirby Gallery located on Main Street. That phone number is 336-597-1755. We'll take a break from Playing in Person as it's time for our local news report. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning, and I need to make a correction. LeBron caught me on it after the last break. The phone number to the Kirby Gallery, the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex in beautiful uptown Roxboro, is 336-597-1709. And the open Tuesday through Friday. That's the phone, Huck Sansbury, 97.
Yes, just a couple quick things. Yes, baseball and softball signups are going on right now. You have until February the 9th to go ahead and sign up for us, ages 4 through 12. So if you're interested in baseball and softball, please go ahead and get signed up for that. Just a friendly reminder, we do have the Couch to 5K program going on, trying to get people up off the couch and getting you motivated to work, to participate in a 5K that comes up later on in the spring. Also, Rob, the Kirby will be holding a free movie February the 4th at 7 o'clock. As always, it's free, but we do accept monetary donations. And just know, if you give $2, $3, 50 cents, whatever you do, you're giving back to a good cause. And last but not least, just we still have the hockey tickets on sale for upcoming hockey match next month in February. The tickets are $83, which is a huge discount from the regular price for the type of seats you're going to get. For more information, give us a call at 597-1755.
Well, Brian, appreciate you coming out, sharing some good news with us about the Parks and Rec Department and all the activities. Again, log on to PersonCountyNC.gov. LeBron, have a good day, and thank you, and we appreciate everybody that has a hand in the Parks and Rec Department.
Yes, everybody have a great day and a great week.